The Bucks dropped their fifth straight, falling to the Celtics in Boston 107-79 last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. It was the Bucks' lowest scoring output of the season. Jaylen Brown led all scorers with 30 for Boston. Anthony Simmons had 27. Ryan Rollins had 25 to lead the Bucks. Head coach Doc Rivers:
I thought we had the right plan to get the right stuff. But, you know, when you're struggling and you start missing shots, it becomes a snowball. And that's what I felt tonight. But right before halftime, you can see our spirit dropping a little bit because of the way we were playing. And I thought we came out in the beginning of the third and tried to get it going and just struggled. I think we missed 3, 4, 5 point-blank threes in a row, and I thought that was the killer.
Bucks host Chicago on Wednesday. Mets college basketball on Sunday. Wright State beat Green Bay 83-75. Cleveland State over Milwaukee 92-88. On Saturday, the Badgers down to Ohio State 92-82 to improve to 8-3 in the Big Ten. Badger coach Greg Gard:
you know, with the exception of just sputtering offensively early and not being able to finish plays around the rim, I thought both ends of the floor for 35 minutes, we were doing a lot of good things, you know, to be able to get contributions off the bench from Rapp and Carrington, and obviously Janicki getting a late start with Rhodey being out. I thought, you know, we did a lot of good things.
Marquette lost at Seton Hall 69-64, remains winless on the road in the Big East. Marquette women a winner yesterday. They beat Georgetown 67-59. Packers will have another defensive opening after linebackers coach Sean Duggan was named the defensive coordinator in Miami, and former Badger Jim Leonard landing his first coordinator's job in the NFL, securing the Buffalo Bills opening on Saturday. Leonard spent his first three NFL playing seasons of his 10-year career with the Bills. Hockey Badgers' losing streak now stands at 6 after they were swept at Minnesota. The Gophers scoring 4 power plays on Saturday night in an 8-4 victory over the Badgers. Top-ranked Badger women split with the Gophers over the weekend. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.